Viewer discretion is advised for this Love Theme podcast. The content may contain discussions and sensitive topics related to relationships, dating, and love. Some content may not be suitable for all listeners, especially those uncomfortable with open and vulnerable conversations. We encourage our listeners to practice self-care and to reach out to a trusted friend or professional if they need support. You have no friends, you have me. Welcome to the Lost Lover Boy podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Lost Lover Boy podcast. I'm the host, Dimitri, and it's a pleasure to be here with you guys again. I am super grateful for everyone tuning in and checking out everything we're doing here at the Lost Lover Boy podcast. It's officially 2 months. We've officially made it 2 months of you guys listening to my voice, whether it's on a TV, an iPad, a phone, in the car, whatever it is. I can officially say I'm a podcaster now. That sounds crazy. I've never imagined this in my day, but, you know, I'm grateful that so many people find, you know, value in my words or knowledge in my opinions and, you know, things like that. I am truly, truly grateful, honored, blessed. There's so many people who've bought into everything I'm doing, and I am so, so grateful. We've officially reached over 4,000 subscribers on YouTube. So if you have not already and you may be watching, please stop and subscribe. Very, very important to what's going on, and I appreciate it greatly. If you are new here, this is a safe space for the lovers. It's become such a, you know, incredible little phenomenon of its own, you know, why this works or what about it is keeping people to listen again and again. I don't know what it is, but I'm grateful. I appreciate it. Maybe it's because they say I like Kobe. Maybe it's because they say I look a little bit like Tupac. Maybe it's because they say I talk like the dude from Good Girls. Maybe it's because, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's this sweater. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But either way, I'm very, very fortunate. Happy New Year. I should put that in a Happy New Year to each and every one of you. I hope you guys brought it in beautifully. Me and my son brought it in as we always do playing Mario. Yeah. I got outside after a little bit, but we brought it in playing Mario. I feel great about this new year. I feel like, believe it or not, you know, new year, new me. I hate when people say that myself. I get it. I get the stigma behind it. But new year, new me, meaning I'm leaving all my problems in 2023. I'm leaving all the problems I can leave right there in 2023. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be frustrated. I don't want to be stressed, wore out, heartbroken, depressed. I don't want to be any of those things. So I'm going to leave them right where they stood. And anyone that's in my life and not bringing me some sort of, hey, I'm sorry, but we got to disconnect. I got to detach for a minute. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a healthy thing. It should be healthy. Feel free to detach from me if I say it all the time. If this podcast is bringing some sort of anxiety or, you know, putting you in a space you don't want to be in, then it's okay to detach from me. Break up with me, mama. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to live. You understand what I'm saying? But I figured with this episode 9, I believe it is, we are going to talk about healthy dating habits that we want to be carrying into 2024. Where do I start? Oh, my God. I can think of so, so many. The first one we are going to start is probably the easiest for most. And that's going into dating, the world of dating, the space of dating with an opportunistic mindset. And for those who don't know what opportunistic means, it means the idea of thinking positively for something to come. You'll be surprised how many people are actually out here dating with the idea of getting their heart broken already. You so worry about getting your heart broken. You're so blinded by this hurt that you've experienced once before that you're just afraid to let go and fall in and be vulnerable and be honest and be open. You know, some people so afraid of getting hurt that they can't be polite. Some people are so afraid of getting hurt that they'd rather live in the shell. But the amazing part about it is there's such beautiful people under the shell. There's such beautiful souls and beautiful energies and beautiful spirits in all of this rough exterior that the world has put on you. But the thing about it is you must go into it with a positive mindset, because what you put out there is what you get back. Do I got to repeat it? What you put into this world is exactly what this world gives you. If you go in thinking you ain't never gonna win shit, you ain't never gonna win shit. The great thing about Michael Jordan, why he was so fucking dominant, is because he thought he was gonna win every game he played. He just knew, if I play this game, pick up this basketball, shoot this motherfucker, I'm gonna win. Every shot you put up, you must believe you can hit. You understand what I'm saying? Or you are never, probably never, luck happens, luck is a thing, probably never going to hit. If you want to be married, speak on it. Manifestation. Like, we speak about this all the time. Y'all hear the way I talk to my wife. I'm not even married, but you hear the way I talk about her. She's coming. And I know it is, because that's me going into life with a positive mindset. 2024 might be the year we just figure we got to lock it in. You understand what I'm saying? But the thing about it is, I'll never meet her if I don't think she exists, if I don't think we're going to cross paths one day, if I don't go into it with a positive mindset. Positive thinking can shift everything you got going on. Positive thinking already rules out the negative. But you must allow it to. See, if you go into, let's say you accept a date, and you're like, I don't really fuck with this nigga. He ain't even that cute. He ain't no Dimitri, though. You know what I'm saying? They said that. But all of these things, and you go into it with that negative mindset, it's going to be a shitty date. I assure you. Even if he's of good character, even if he's trying to make it not a shitty date, your mindset is already ruining it for you. You don't want to have to fight over that hump and be like, well, I guess I kind of do like him. His personality is a little cool, I guess. You don't want to be that person. You want to be that person. Let me tell you something. Do not accept a date that you don't want to go on. That's first. That's first. But I figured that's a little understood. We got to stop wasting our own time. See, we accusing people of wasting our time when we're wasting our own time. So the first thing, go where you want to go. Not because you want to go outside. Not because you want to get out the house. Not because you want some food. Not because you want company. Go where you want to go. Because you genuinely want to be there. With people you genuinely want to be around. I'm sorry. Genuinely want to be around. Because that genuine thing, hey, I got to make sure I clarify that. The thing about it is, I promise you, if you shift your mindset in this dating world, dating will be better to you. It'll be a lot more prosperous, I assure you. But that leads me into my next point. I made a video about requirements versus expectations, about how people should raise their requirements and lower their expectations. Because let me tell you something. In that video, I was talking about how expectations are created. Expectations are formed. Expectations come from mental notes you've taken from past relationships, or relationships you've seen, or relationships in movies, or, you know what I'm saying? Social media is probably the biggest shaper of your expectations. And I don't know if you know this, but expectations are in direct correlation with disappointment. If society tells you there's this list of places you should not go on a first date, you're going to feel like going there on a first date is going to create a stigma in your mind that only a low value man would take you there. It's going to create a stigma that ice cream, I would never do ice cream. You must not care if you ain't going to do this, this, and this. But those expectations you formed from viewing all these other things. See, what works for one may not work for all. If a 5-star restaurant is your requirement, because nobody can tell you what your requirements should be. Your requirements are for you. Nobody can shape those. If requirements are 5-star restaurants, fancy dinner, candlelit dates, you set those. But you can't look at a man of lower value for that not being his standard of what a first date is. You see what I'm saying? You see how that work? Your expectations should not shape other people's ideas. Because I am a huge advocate of this. Compatibility should not be created. Compatibility is a genuine connection you have with somebody before they start to form their lives around you. In the dating world, you should not be bending to suit anyone else's needs. Dating, keyword, dating is simply the qualifiers. You understand what I'm saying? Dating is simply saying, I need to see if I'm of value or my presence aligns with who I'm in front of for me to move forward in their life. Dating, you just trying to figure out if this person is going to be a good enough boyfriend or girlfriend. That's what dating is. But I think we got this conception or this idea, this preconceived idea that everybody we date is worthy enough to be our boyfriend or girlfriend. Dating does not mean you're going to make the team. Dating is practice. We talking about practice? I'm talking about the game, and you talking about practice? Dating is when you figure it out. So nobody at all, no, not a single person on the planet, male or female, should be changing who they are to date somebody. That's crazy to me. So when people go around lying like they somebody they ain't to be with, the truth gonna come out eventually. The truth is going to come out eventually because compatibility doesn't lie. There's a big difference between chemistry and compatibility. I'll get to that in another episode. But the initial point is you lower your expectations and you raise your requirements. Your requirements could be the basics. Like a man speaking to you how you care to be spoken to. Your requirements could be people being mindful of your time, saying thank you, people being mannered. That could be a requirement for you. A requirement could be whatever you want it to be. A requirement can be extreme. If your requirement is that a man must run 2 miles every day, that's your requirement. That's what you want for your life. Nothing wrong with that. If you require a vegetarian because you're a vegetarian, ain't nothing wrong with that. If you require a vegan, if you require somebody who go to the gym, if you require somebody who does podcasting, if that's your requirement, then you set those, but you stand on those and not the expectations of what you believe people should be doing. You understand what I'm saying? Because I'm gonna kill you with this next point. Expectation heavily in this world. There's this huge expectation on communication. Huge. But let me explain to you something. When you're dating someone, they don't owe you anything. Not a single thing on this planet. They don't have to keep up with you every day. You guys don't have to talk every day. That's an expectation. That's something you like. If you label that as a requirement and you let that be known going in, then okay, now it's a requirement. But the thing about expectations, oh, he must not like me because he didn't text me. He didn't call me. That may not be the case. That man truly may like you. He just trying to, you know, feel you out first. Maybe he got some things going on. He trying to work on in his life. You never know. But the thing about it is you're going to eventually miss out on some good people because your expectation is just too high. And I don't want to see that for you. So lower those expectations and raise those requirements. Let it be known what you want up front in this dating world. It's okay to do. Who told you it was not? Who fucked this generation up like this? Is it the parents? Do I need to go talk to y'all grandmas and grandparents and mamas and dad? Do I? Because I think that, you know, a lot of what I be speaking on, I didn't necessarily see it as high value things. Because it's just the way my brain always worked. Don't get me wrong, it wasn't taught to me. Like, it was something I, like, analyzed and put in. But I just thought that was something for everybody. Like, I was having a conversation recently. And the conversation was about using people. And I found out that some people don't know that you can use people for emotional gain. You can wholeheartedly use a man just because he's complimenting you. That's using him if you have nothing in return. If you know you have no intention on being with this man, no thought in your mind about dating him further, and you allow those compliments to proceed knowing you don't want shit to do with it, you're using him. You're using him for your ego, so your ego can be satisfied, so you can feel pretty, so you can feel wanted. But not the using part, but the fact that you could use somebody emotionally. I thought that was common sense. I thought everybody knew that. In the day I was actually having this conversation with somebody, I was actually shocked as fuck. Like, shocked that this was not something many knew. But, you know, I've begun to find out that's the beauty of this podcast. That's the beauty of everything we got going on right now, because major thank you for listening to this episode, but we'll be right back after this break.
Are you tired of toxic people on the internet?
Yes.
I'm Reagan.
And I'm Chesno.
And we are the hosts of the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater podcast. These nicknames were lovingly given to us by a troll on the internet, even though I don't hate men, and Chesco's already been picked.
Together, we discuss some of the absolutely worst people on the internet and laugh along the way, and she'll find out to cry.
So if you want to laugh with us,
or cry,
then check out the Mr. Pick Me and Manhunter podcast. Bye.
Bye.
I can help people. I'm helping people. Not only see themselves, but see the world in a different light. I'm helping people see that the world is not so evil. Dating ain't hard. We make it hard. With unspoken expectations, with lies, with unspoken intentions. And that leads me into my next point. Everything you do in 2024, do it intentionally. Date intentionally. A big one, date yourself. How about that? Date yourself, take yourself out, make yourself happy. You understand what I'm saying? You must do that, but do it intentionally. See, when you're going out with people, don't go if it's not somebody you don't want to be with. Don't go if you feel like you're not going to have a good time, because 9 times out of 10, you're not. Intentionally, it's okay to ask on a first date, what's your intentions with dating? That is a fair question. And if somebody say, well, you know, I'm just next guy. Next. Y'all remember that show, Next Bus? Motherfucker walk on the bus ugly. Next. We on that. That's the type of time we on in 2024. Because we have an energy we must preserve. But moving intentionally allows you to preserve that energy. Yeah. Am I making sense? Is that boy making sense here on this podcast? You must do everything you can to make sure your intentions align with the person sitting across the table for you. Sitting across the table from you. If it don't, get a new man. Get a new woman. Get a new restaurant. Get a new table. Get a new city. Get a new town. Whatever you do, do it with intention. And it'll save you a lot of wasted time, misunderstandings, arguments. I should be making up words. These are my words. I just control misunderstandings. Do you misunderstand me? Huh? But the thing about it is, it'll save you so much of the things we view in dating that are considered so negative. It'll save you a lot of heartbreak, mama, confusion, deception. Because you asked what it was up front. What's your intentions? And if a man ain't telling you, I'm looking to be married one day, next, bus. Next. Up out of here. Huh? Because I'm not wasting time talking to nobody who tell me they don't want to be locked down, who tell me they got a problem with monogamy, who's telling me, you know, if you tell me you don't date men with kids, Mom, I'm a man with a kid. Okay, next. If you tell me you don't like yellow durags, I might can make an exception for you, depending on, you know, this motherfucker here glistening, though, ain't it? I might make an exception for you, depending. It depends. But it's certain things that I'm not folding on because it must align with my intentions. Your requirements and your intentions should go hand in hand. Your requirements and your intentions should go hand in hand. The intentions are what you set forth for yourself. The requirements are for other people. You see how easy that is? You see how one goes in, one goes out. One goes in, one goes out. Because energy never dies. It just moves person to person. Don't let that bad energy get put on your plate because you didn't know if that person was intentional about you or not. Figure that out. And it's okay to ask. You understand what I'm saying? But that leads me to my next point. The biggest thing you could do for yourself. I heard somebody say on a podcast one time, they said, what's the best dating advice you ever heard? And I want everybody to do this, honestly, truthfully. Get a book. Write down a list of everything you want in a person. Everything you want. Small, big, everything. Caring, loving, loyal, trustworthy, a good parent, handsome, cute, whatever it is. Men, if you making lists, you know what I'm saying, shape them to whatever you want in that woman. She got to know how to cook. She got to know how to clean. She got to know how to, you know what I'm saying, all these things. Make it long. I'm talking about long than a motherfucker. And then you become your list. Everything you asking for, learn it. Be it. You want her to cook, but you don't cook? Unfair. Uh-uh, we ain't doing that. 2024, that ain't the motive. That ain't the move. That's not what we doing. Like I said, she can fold your clothes, but you ain't gonna fold. No, we ain't doing that. Mm-mm. Next bus. Can't do it. Everything you want in a person, you must become. You cannot be peace for somebody else if you are not, there's no peace inside. Don't ask for a man who make $1 million if you don't have $1 million mindset. Because with his money, you ain't gonna know what to do with it. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, I'm striking some nerves tonight. I know I am. I'm striking some nerves. I gotta be. Because stop asking for something you not. If you ain't loyal, how the fuck you want her to be loyal to you, bro? Like, make it make sense to me. Because maybe I don't get it. Now, if y'all in some open relationship, cool. That's what's on the table already. But if it ain't that, stop asking for what you're not. You want fun and excitement, but you boring than a motherfucker. Ha, man, make this make sense. Make it make sense to me, because I don't get it. Make it make sense to me. Everything on that list become each and every one of those things. I'm doing that. I put my time aside to find myself and learn exactly who I am. Exactly what I want out of a person. And I'm being it. Yep. I want somebody who's motivated. I'm being it. I want someone who's positive mind, who has a positive mindset day to day. I'm being it. I want peace. I must be peace. You see how that work? It's simple. I told y'all, dating's simple. We make it hard. Don't ask for anything you're not willing to become. That is just that simple. Because if you do, it's unfair to who's in front of you. Because like I told you, love is a pitcher. Love is a lemonade. As you pour in this cup, as you pouring in this one, somebody got to be pouring into yours. It's a waterfall effect. And in order for your pitcher to stay full, baby, our liquid got to go back and forth. You get me, I get you. Top me off, I top. I ain't even mean to say that like that. But you know what I'm saying. You fill me up, I fill you up. I mean, that's still kind of. Granny, if you listening, I ain't mean that. I ain't mean none of it. But you get what I'm saying. Y'all get what I'm saying. Don't play me. Don't play me like you don't know what I'm saying. You know, The thing about dating is the water is as pissy as we think it is. And for me, I ain't going to let my pool be pissy in 2024. I'm not settling for it. And I'm a firm believer that you get exactly what you put in. So again, as I sit here and manifest in front of all you guys' eyes, podcast after podcast, Ms. Wiley, if you're listening, I'm trying to become everything I'll ever need. So when you come to me in days you don't have it, I still got it. I'm going to still pour it into you. I'm going to try my damnedest to get this right. I'm going to try. Because that's how much I care about you, girl. And I don't even know you. I don't know nothing. I'm stupid. I don't know anything. But yeah, no. Let's see if I can get y'all one more. Another healthy, and we're going to make this the last one. The last healthy dating habit that we should be pushing into 2024. It's going to shock you. It's a simple one. Do it. Everybody want to be in a relationship. Everybody want to be dating, but you don't want to go outside. Get up. Do it. Even I struggle with being my own little solidarity, living in my own little bubble, but opportunity is found, never created. Opportunity is found. It's this thing called the red car theory, right? If you go outside and drive to work and you get to work and your boss asks you, how many red cars did you see here on the way here? You probably say, shit, one or two, something like that. Now, take that same drive, same time. You get to work. Before you get to work, your boss call you while you're at home and say, I'm going to pay you $100 for every red car you see on your way into work. Take a picture of them, show me. You're going to spot 50 red cars. You're going to get out there and make a grip. You don't know why, because you're looking for it. It's on your plate. You manifesting an opportunity to see a red car. You understand what I'm saying? You see that? So we must get out the house. We got to stop complaining that it's not there. We're not looking for it. It's hard to find light in the dark. You ever been in the dark? Somewhere you're unfamiliar with? It's not your house, outside your house. And you trying to find a light switch? You'll be in that 30 motherfucking minutes trying to figure out how to cut the lights on. 30 motherfucking minutes. But the thing about it is you must get out there and seek the opportunity to date. There's handsome man in your DM and you just keep shooting him down. Because you're nervous, because you're scared, because you don't know where to lead, because you're leading in that pessimistic mindset. Put optimism first. Think it can go well and it will go well. But what we're going to do, what we're going to do is we're going to end this podcast here because my baby's walking in the studio. Come here, Pooh. Come here. Hurry. My baby's walking in the studio. And he's here. Say hey, Pooh.
Hi.
Say hi, everybody. Tell him your name.
Everybody.
Right there. Look at the camera right there. Say hi, everybody. Wave at him.
Hi, everybody.
Say, my name is?
Logan.
Logan what?
Wiley.
This is my baby here, y'all. My very best friend. And everything I do is for him. Every single thing I do is for him. Did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah.
Did you have a good New Year?
Yeah.
What else? How did you bring in a New Year? Did you say Happy New Year? Did you say that? Yeah? You hugged me when you said it, right? Mm-hmm. My boy. But we're going to end this podcast episode here. Listen, there's so many. Please don't. Boy, don't be touching them. There's so many beautiful things going on. The merchandise finally shipped. Like, I'm grateful. I'm blessed. I'm honored. The first order of the merchandise finally shipped. Some people have it. It is on the way for others. Tell them. We are going to tell them. Make sure you get yours. DimitriWiley.com/shop. Hey, feel free. Lost Lovers, we uniting in this. Uniting. Clubhouse episode. We should be jumping on that sometime soon. I look forward to it. What can we tell them, Pooh? Letter to My Best Friend was written about this guy right here. I love this dude. This is my very best friend. Who's your best friend?
JL.
Who the hell is JL?
Who? School.
I thought I was your best friend.
Both of you my best friend.
All right, I'm gonna have to meet Mr. JL. I'm gonna have to see who he be. You know, is he cooler than me?
Yeah.
What?
No.
He not?
No.
He got more money than me?
No.
Oh, okay. He taller than me?
No.
Oh, JL ain't got nothing on daddy. You understand what I'm saying? Three times. Stop playing, boy.
JL got his own mommy.
JL got his own mommy. For those on the podcast who did not know, JL had his own mommy. What we're going to do is we're going to end this here. I thank each and every one of you for tuning in.
He's a kid, so he's going to school with me.
Okay, shout out to JL. Shout out to JL mama. Tell them beautiful people good night. What you got to tell them? What should they subscribe to?
The channel.
To what?
The channel.
Subscribe to the channel. I don't know why you're talking like that right now. Tell them how you feeling, mama. Tell them right there. Say how you feeling, mama. Tell him. I'll give you candy. We can go home and play Mario.
How you feeling, mama?
Hey, that was it. How you feeling, mama? You guys have a blessed night. Thank you for tuning in and checking it out. Music videos are being released again soon.